Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got a lot to live for, and we do.
If that doesn't get you going, if Mark Trestman reminding you in a locker room that despite the fact you're 0-3 in the XFL, they're still having a lot to live for, well, that's motivation right there. You can wipe all that gasoline off you, take down the rope, everything's going to be okay. Because Mark is here to grow the man. It's time for transition. We're the Lawrence Holmes Show today, but it seems like old times with McNeil and Parkins. Boys!
Hello, strangers! Boys.
Score house.
Yes!
Here we go.
It's happening.
Very exciting. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Good to see you both.
Danny, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Mac.
It's been a while. The new Iron Man streak starts today.
Yeah, you find that man.
See if we can get it to double digits.
So I was thinking, like, who is going to miss a show next?
I'm the decided favorite.
Well, but I have 3 more weeks of paternity leave, so
I will
have scheduled time off at some point here before baseball season. So we'll see. Do you think you got 10 shows in a row?
I'm feeling that way. Yes.
All right. Well,
feeling that way.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to take the first week after Score House or the second week after Score House. And I don't know if I'm going to take all 4 weeks, but I'm going to take a little bit more time.
I didn't get any.
It's a ridiculous amount of time given our time slot.
Can we get it retro?
Right? Mac, you get enough.
This is true.
12 weeks for your kids. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel ready to be back on some level because, man, is it exhausting, and you feel totally guilty leaving Steph with Owen. Things are going great. It's awesome. It's really exciting. But Bernstein, I was thinking of you.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's not normally where
that's
I like
good.
To be
away
from here. But you continuously and many times had said something to the effect of, babies make a lot of noises.
They're weird.
Babies make a lot of sounds.
They're weird.
You said that version to me multiple times. And I kept being like, yeah, okay. Yeah. When they're awake, they're making noises and they're crying. Owen makes a lot of noise when he's sleeping. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about newborn sounds.
Yep.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's like a boated fish.
Do you know that that's a thing?
Not really. Yeah.
Okay,
I've been around some newborns, but not for a consistent level of exposure.
Yeah, so if you Google newborn sounds, newborn noises, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like it's not a condition, but I mean, basically, because they are still learning how to digest their food, they get lots of indigestion and like things like that. So he could be sleeping in the bassinet next to my sleep number with the setting at 75.
And he doesn't have a sleep number bassinet?
He needs one.
That's what he's making noise about.
So
where's my end?
Oh, yeah. This is so good as I toss and turn. And I am like, you know, I'm so exhausted that my head hits the pillow and I am out. But then he'll like snort or gurgle.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh my God, he's choking.
Yep. No.
And then I take my phone and I put the light up to him to look in his face, and he's sleeping totally peacefully.
Just like working with me and Jay.
Right. And like, unreal.
Those noises. Oh, I get it now.
What?
So you'll stop freaking out at some point, and then there will be something completely new for you to worry about. Like when they start moving around and actually getting into things.
No question.
There's a new terror for you around every corner.
This is that is undeniably going to be true. But I was preparing for at least, they say when your baby sleeps, you should sleep.
You know, try to sleep.
but it's try to sleep because you can't sleep when he's making all these noises.
Well, maybe move him a little further away.
Yeah, but they say you want to be close for newborns. I think
I couldn't handle not being in the same room with the first one.
Yeah.
I was just too paranoid.
That's kind of where we are now, but I think we're going to get to a point pretty quickly where we'll trust the baby monitor and put him in his bassinet in his room because I can't sleep through these noises.
See, I found actually...
He's a loud sleeper.
I got to tell you, I'm just staring into the future right now, dreading the entire exercise.
If I remember, I'm sure baby monitors are all like blue chip video, multimedia, radio.com.
They're crazy.
Now. They are.
But ours was just like a pretty simple RF...
Two-way radio, yeah.
And the white noise effect was beneficial, that you had a little bit of a hiss and crackle that if there was something, if the screaming, crying, you could hear
it.
But other than that, it was actually it was net benefit to the baby monitor.
Did you get a video monitor for Owen?
We have a video monitor, but we don't need to have it set up yet because he's in the room right next to us. But the one that we actually bought and then returned on the recommendation of the NICU nurses, Steph registered for some bougie baby monitor that you put like a sock on the baby that registers his heart rate and his respiratory rate.
Perfect. Yeah.
And it goes to your phone and it sets off an alarm if those goes off. But you know, babies kick off their socks. And so the people of the NICU were saying that the problem with those things is that parents will start performing CPR on infants that are sleeping comfortably, but the sock just fell off. So we don't need that.
So my brother and sister-in-law, they're having a kid in early April, and I was just up there to visit them, and I was thinking about you as the conversation was going on, because their friends had advised them to not get the baby video monitor, because all you do is you end up watching the baby over and over and over. It's just it's not healthy for you. Then they said, if you are going to get one, buy a dog monitor, because they're the same product and you just get upcharged because it's baby on top of it and people pay whatever it takes.
It's the exact same product.
It's the exact same product. Sure? And you get a dog monitor product, they'll throw a treat at the kid if you really wanted to. It's just, and you pay less for it to begin with. And I'm thinking
that's an excellent point.
The marketplace you guys are in. I mean, baby's first whatever. It's $90 more than the other thing that doesn't say baby on it.
Well, in fairness, dog products rip you off quite a bit as well.
I'm just saying, they get even more when it's a kid. I'm told.
You're right. It's a wedding all over again. So you're told. It's a wedding all over again. Jay, you wanted to weigh in here?
No, I got some breaking news. The Blackhawks.
We got a shame.
Yep. More important.
The Hawks have traded Robin Leonard to the Vegas Golden Knights. I don't know
the Hawks?
The turn yet, but yep, he's gone. Robin Leonard's gone.
All right.
Okay. Speculation has been possibly a trade and re-sign in the offseason. Who knows?
We'll find out. Like Jay was saying earlier, you give that team, you give the great city of Las Vegas, its chance, I can't say wine, but to dine a Robin Leonard.
Exactly.
And he may,
who cares?
He might find it a little too tempting. Who knows?
Yeah, he might. He has that to battle for the rest of his life. And Corey Crawford's 35.
Yeah.
Playing great hockey.
I know. He's had a tremendous year. They've been good. But 35 with a history of concussions.
Do we know the return from Calgary and Gustafson?
It said conditional picks, but I haven't seen anything updated since then, which is a little bit odd.
And nothing yet on Leonard then, right?
No return yet at all.
Yeah, I think that they had to do something, right? When you're last in your own division, even if you're getting 30 cents on the dollar things here, like you got to get something for the return of these players, right? I mean, and there's an argument to be made that they should tear the whole thing down if they can. There's a real argument for
that. There is, and Gustafson has not been the player we were expecting him to be. I think he showed flashes of it. Last year, I thought he showed flashes of it. Offensive skills, but has not gotten better as a defenseman, really. And that's where they're awful.
There's at least one turnover per game where I go, oh, no! Somebody clean that up. And it just
me too. It's normally about two for me.
It usually scares the hell out of me. But
Well, you're prone to that on turnovers, though.
I've always been. I hate careless play
right
around
the blue line.
It bothers me.
It's Danny's danger area.
Jay, I plagiarized your thoughts on the final word last night for hockey.
Really?
Yeah. Do you give your take here on Leonard being moved and Gustafson, and what do we need to know?
Well, you know, it was not hard to see once the Hawks fell out of it by winning one game in regulation this month.
Yeah, that's not enough.
They sort of that'll do it.
They put eight. They put eight of them up that night, though. I believe.
Let's live in that time.
Let's do that.
What a time to be alive. What's good about this Robin Leonard trade is that maybe finally Corey Crawford will get the farewell tour he deserves. If he's not going to sign here this summer, Hawks fans will realize what they've had in him all these years and just sort of cheer him until the season ends because he deserves it. The dude is a legend in this franchise, and if you don't believe me, look it up. Look up the numbers.
Yeah, you're right. Jay, you're a strong Crawford defender, and that's the right stance to take on it.
Two Stanley Cups is all you need to know, but he's towards the top in franchise wins and all the stats that matter. So he's been awesome.
If you had to pick right now, opening night Hawks goaltender next year, Corey Crawford or the field?
Colin Delia.
I'm going with the field. Okay. I don't know who it will be. I don't think it's Crawford, and I'm not sure it's going to be Leonard either. No. I don't know if they want to give him $9 million, and I don't know if they should.
A lot of change.
Who the hell cares?
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2
yeah,
Chicago.
We're getting the same.
Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com, sports here. Station.
You can't do a little talk on the trade deadline.
Of course you can.
The middle of February or the end of February. This is
We're not going to talk hockey forever. Don't worry.
No, but it's okay.
I got hot baby monitor takes, boys.
I heard you guys teasing the Mark Trestman sound today, and I'm thinking, okay, how good can it really be? But it did deliver, and it was good to hear him remind people that life is going to continue.
He noticed.
No reason to jump out the window
in
today.
In the middle of his speech, he notices he's boring everyone to death.
It was a hell for effect, right?
Yes!
Is that basically what you call it?
It's incredible. It's like, oh, God, this has been going on too long. Hey, you got to give him hell out there, boys. Okay, thanks, Coach.
Yeah, he just made the call to work blue. It was like is it Spock and Star Trek, one of them. I think it's the Voyage Home, the one with the whales, where he.
Who are
probably,
you turning to there for affirmation?
Who is somebody? I don't
know. That's correct. The Voyage Home is the one with the whales.
Where he doesn't know
San Francisco.
Where he's trying to learn how to swear. And he can't do it correctly.
Right.
And he's saying things that this sounds like it can work the hell.
Yes,
and
he
doesn't understand the swearing idiom of any way.
Right, yes. Kirk was trying to teach him the colloquialisms.
Yeah,
you're not
up.
Quite getting it here.
Right.
Like, right. Bring him more from the belt.
That's what Trestman was doing. And he just figured he sees the guy in the back pouring gasoline on himself and said Frankie Pentangeli drawing a nice warm bath. He's like, no, we have things to live for. Vipers. It's all going to be fine. I'm growing the man.
Danny and I were talking earlier today. Something we are going to miss at Scorehouse 2 this year is you guys working on fumes the final day of the week. Because last year on that last Friday,
oh boy,
both of our shows were exactly on empty. I mean, there was nothing left in the tank. The Cubs are on the station later that day, Friday afternoon, our last day there. So we do not have a show.
So, it's Cubs White Sox. We're airing
Cubs
the game.
Cubs White Sox.
Right. Yeah.
So we will miss seeing you guys slumped over your laptops as you get ready to head to Sky Harbor with zero left.
What were we doing the night before?
It was the big dinner.
Oh, that was big dinner.
So we're doing the big
dinner and the hug
night.
In the underwear those sort of
that
things.
That was such a. I have such fond memories. I hope our new and different Scorehouse could be just as much.
All
fun.
Of the memories I have are also fond.
Yeah, you remember most of it.
This year Friday will be all replays all day.
Everything we did all week. Here it is again.
They'll get their money's worth. I'm excited, man.
Looking forward to
I'm
it.
I'm happy you're going to be there. I wasn't expecting you were going to be there.
Yeah, well, it's one of the benefits of your son being born 8 weeks premature.
Mm-hmm.
you get to go to Scorehouse. So
make sure you tell him that story. As he's
I'm going
up.
To. Yep. I'm
Thank
going
for,
to.
So what does he weigh now?
6 pounds, 4 ounces.
That's here it goes.
He's huge. Oh,
yep.
Yeah. He's already got two chins. Jerk.
Well, the fact that he has one is more than you.
Yeah, no, I know. Thanks, Dan. No, that's true. That's true. So I got some parenting stories. We're talking to Mark Keith. Phil Rosenthal's coming by. Yeah, it was perfect.
The top rope.
I missed an eventful week here at the station. They'll catch me up on that.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, just, you know, I missed show stuff. Taney's going to recap some of it in his open for us here. And I've told that you guys have a meeting that you have to run to.
Scorehouse meeting, apparently. I guess. Yeah. Did I miss some fabulous Shepkowski malaprops or something?
No, that's like every show, but this is like the big fight between Shep and Shane.
Dan.
Shep and Shane just went at it.
Yeah, it was It was something. Whoa.
Shane was angry? Shane was fussing about something? You don't say.
He's going to be a fun element for Scorehouse, though.
Yeah.
Fun's a word.
I'm excited.
Oh, it'll be a blast.
Nope.
It'll be a blast.
He'll be content.
Right.
He won't be content, but he'll be content.
That's right.
I don't know, man. Maybe, see, we were thinking, should he cook the meal this year?
No, I mean, well, you got
you're going to find out more about meal plans in your meeting in a few minutes.
You got the one wing.
Yeah, and I also did a terrible job last year playing with foreign gear.
Stop beating yourself up.
It wasn't good. That's not what they're supposed to look like.
That was one of the highlights of my week.
That was really good.
Granted, I don't remember 12 hours of the trip.
There was zero presentation.
Oh, come on.
I loved it.
I thought it was great. That's
terrific.
They were fine.
Scallops in a homeless shelter. Look at
them. Hey, that's some scallops.
Five. That's better. That's a better description. Fine.
Boys, enjoy.
Thanks, man.
See you boys soon.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.